KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says sophomore running back DeAndre Johnson has been dismissed from the team. Ferentz suspended Johnson on Sunday after two run-ins with police in the past week. Ferentz said Wednesday that Johnson has been dismissed from the Hawkeyes and he wishes him well moving forward. Johnson played in four games in 2011, rushing 18 times for 79 yards. Johnson was reportedly ticketed for speeding and eluding arrest on Saturday. 2 days earlier, he was ticketed by Iowa City Police for maintaining a disorderly house after neighbors complained of a loud party. Star running back Marcus Coker and promising freshman Mikhail McCall earlier left Iowa, leaving the Hawkeyes with sophomore Damon Bullock and incoming freshman Greg Garman and Barkley Hill as options this year. Well, the search for two missing girls in northeast Iowa will get more national attention this weekend thanks to a NASCAR driver from Iowa. The back of Michael Annette's number 43 car will feature pictures of 9-year-old Elizabeth Collins and 10-year-old Lyric Cook Morrissey as he races in the U.S. Cellular 250 at the Iowa Speedway in Newton. Cousins disappeared on July 13th while riding bicycles in Evansdale. Jeff Dennison, a spokesman for Richard Petty Motorsports, says the idea was presented by Teresa Miller of Olwine.
Luckily, through the race team and through the sponsors with Pilot and Folly and Jay, we had an opportunity to have some additional space on the car to put their the pictures of the missing girls, the phone number that they're looking to find the information from, on the deck lid of the car, which is the back of the car.
Annette is a Des Moines native and played hockey for the Waterloo Blackhawks between 2003 and 2005. Now, the girls' pictures on this car will be accompanied by an 800 tip line number.
Our purpose was obviously just to bring light to it, to everybody in Iowa, to say, hey, we have a situation here. Michael's from there, you know, and the sponsor was interested in trying to help out. So was the race team. So it's been a situation like that. So, you know, we're looking for the media attention, but obviously we hope it helps.
The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race at the Iowa Speedway is scheduled to begin at 7 o'clock Saturday night. That race will be televised by ESPN2. Penske Racing has released suspended driver A.J. Allmendinger 3 weeks after he tested positive for a banned stimulant. Penske says that Sam Hornish Jr. will drive the number 22 Dodge at Pocono this weekend and for the foreseeable future. Allmendinger was suspended indefinitely by NASCAR last week for a positive drug test in late June. Officials with the NCAA are spending a couple of days in Des Moines as that city prepares to host next year's Division I Wrestling Championships. Greg Edwards is with the Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau, and he says a delegation of more than a dozen people are touring the city. Edwards says Des Moines officials have been preparing for the event for more than 2 years.
We formed our local organizing committee the day that it was announced that Des Moines was selected to host the 2013 championships, and we're at a pace now where we're meeting every other week. In the next few months, we'll be doing it on a weekly basis. We really want to make sure that we're all polished up and there aren't any flaws in our systems, from everything from people arriving to the airports to checking into hotels, activities when matches aren't going on, and, of course, the tournament itself and all the things that are involved with that.
Edwards says they're looking at everything involved, including fans arriving at the airport and checking in at the hotels. Next year's NCAA championships will be held March 21st through the 23rd. Two members of the gold medal American gymnastics team will be back in action today in the all-around competition. Gabby Douglas and Allie Raisman will be going for gold against the likes of Russia's Victoria Komova. In swimming, the gold medal finals are on tap in the men's 200-meter backstroke, the men's 200 individual medley, the women's 200 breaststroke, and the women's 100-meter free. The men's 200 IM features another Ryan Lochte-Michael Phelps face-off as Lochte swims in lane 4 and Phelps in lane 3. On the women's side, 17-year-old Missy Franklin guns for a second individual gold in the 100 freestyle. She won the 100 backstroke on Monday. In men's beach volleyball, the men's team of Todd Rogers and Phil Dahlhauser has a match against a team from the Czech Republic. The men's basketball team has its next game with the opposition coming from Nigeria. The U.S. is undefeated in a couple of games with a winning margin of 37 points a game. Also in rowing, the women's eight is being contested, with the U.S. team a heavy favorite for the gold. Yesterday, you can make it 3 straight Olympic routes for the U.S. women's basketball team, which has mowed down its first 3 games by an average margin of 39 points. Angel McCautry scored 18 points, and Tina Charles added 16 to lead the U.S. Olympic women's basketball team to an 89-58 win over Turkey. In swimming, Allison Schmidt rallied from behind on the anchor leg to lead the U.S. to a gold medal in the women's 4x2 freestyle relay at the Olympics. The Americans posted an Olympic record time of 7 minutes 42.92 seconds. Schmidt entered the water about a half second behind but pulled ahead on her first return lap to the win. Teen sensation Missy Franklin got things started for the U.S., followed by Dana Vollmer, Shannon Vreeland, and then Schmidt. Nathan Adrian of Bremerton, Washington is an Olympic champion, but by the slimmest of margins. Adrian struck gold in the 100-meter freestyle. He finished in a time of 47.52 seconds, 1/100th of a second in front of Australia's James Magnussen. Rebecca Soni set a world record in the 200-meter breaststroke semifinals at the Olympics. The American was timed at 2 minutes 20 seconds, shaving 0.12 seconds off the previous mark set by Anna Mae Pierce of Canada at the 2009 World Championships in Rome. That was in a now-banned bodysuit. Elsewhere, American champ Donnell Leyva has added to the U.S. medal haul by capturing the bronze in men's gymnastics all around. He added another step in his incredible journey from Cuban refugee to world-class athlete as he closed the day with spectacular routines on the parallel bars and the high bar to finish in third place. Cyclist Kristen Armstrong of the U.S. won her second straight Olympic time trial gold medal. The former two-time world champ covered the 18-mile course south of London in 37 minutes 34.82 seconds. The U.S. women's quadruple scull team claimed a bronze medal in the rowing competition. Also, the U.S. team of Troy Dumas and Christian Ibsen won the bronze medal in men's synchronized 3-meter springboard. Family hopes for an Olympic gold medal are now resting on Serena Williams' shoulders. She had 12 aces as she rocketed past Vera Zonareva, 6-1 and 6-love, to reach the quarterfinals in Olympic tennis. Serena's sister Venus squandered a lead in each set as she lost her third-round match to Angelique Kerber of Germany, 7-6 and 7-6. In volleyball, Destiny Hooker scored 22 points, and the U.S. women's volleyball team improved to 3-0 with a three-set preliminary round victory over China. In boxing, the U.S. Olympic team had a tough day, losing all three matches. Bantamweight Joseph Diaz Jr. was beaten by the top seed from Cuba, while heavyweight Michael Hunter tired in the third round of his loss to a Russian. In the super heavyweight division, American Dominic Brazil lost to a Russian as well. The U.S. has four boxers left in that competition. The Badminton World Federation confirmed yesterday that four women's doubles pairs have been disqualified from the Olympics after trying to lose matches to receive a more favorable place in the field. The eight disqualified players are two from China, who are the world doubles champions, four from South Korea, and two from Indonesia. China completed a sweep of the synchronized diving events to increase its total to 17 gold medals and 30 overall at these Olympics. The United States has 12 golds, and they're right behind with 29 total medals. Well, police in Des Moines say a fire at the stadium at East High School is suspicious. The fire broke out late Tuesday on the west side of the stadium. It was found by officers who were patrolling the area and smelled smoke. Police said yesterday that investigators believe someone may have entered the building before that fire was discovered. Police say witnesses reported two vehicles leaving the stadium parking lot just before fire crews arrived. East High Activities Director Rick Powell says the fire damaged offices and locker room and equipment rooms. Helmets, football pads, and uniforms were all destroyed. The field is okay, so practices and games can still take place. East begins football practice on Monday. Penn State top reserve linebacker Kahari Fort is headed to California, the latest Nittany Lion to transfer in the wake of tough NCAA sanctions against that program. Fort is the fourth player to leave Penn State following the NCAA penalties for the Jerry Sandusky scandal. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Matt Holliday homered twice and drove in five runs as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Colorado Rockies 9-6 on a rain-soaked Wednesday night. Yadier Molina had three hits, and Jake Westbrook pitched six innings to pick up the victory. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Milwaukee over Houston 13-4. Pittsburgh beat Chicago 8-4. Arizona shut out L.A. 4-0. Philadelphia 3-2 over Washington. Miami beat Atlanta 4-2. Cincinnati defeats San Diego 6-4, and it was the Mets doubling up San Francisco 2-1. In the American League, Luis Mendoza pitched into the eighth inning. Lorenzo Cain and Jared Dyson stroked two hits each and drove in a run as the Kansas City Royals beat the Cleveland Indians 5-2. The Royals, who have the worst record in the American League, won consecutive games for the first time since June. Elsewhere in the AL, the Yankees beat Baltimore 12-3, White Sox over Minnesota 3-2, Tampa Bay beat Oakland 4-1, Detroit over Boston 7-5, Texas needed 10 innings to outscore the Angels 11-10, Seattle beat Toronto 5-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball, it was Omaha over Reno 6-3, while Colorado Springs knocked off the Iowa Cubs by a score of 11-6. And check this one out. The music stopped at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach after a minor league umpire ejected the music DJ because he played three blind mice during the game. The ejection came in the eighth inning of Wednesday's game between the Daytona Cubs and the Fort Myers Miracle. The Daytona Beach News Journal reports Cubs manager Brian Harper was arguing a call at first base when he heard home plate umpire Mario Seneca bellow, "You're out." Harper says he thought he was being kicked out of the game. Instead, the umpire ejected the music man. The public address system at the stadium was shut down for the rest of the game. The newspaper reports that fans took it upon themselves to announce players as they approached the plate. Cubs won the game 2-1. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.